CyWorks in Winston-Salem, I'm Sean Fitzmaurice, and this is CyWorks Radio. Were you comfortable the last time you flew on an airplane? I bet you can answer that question pretty easily. Now, have you ever climbed Pilot Mountain and sat on a rock to rest or have a picnic lunch? Do you remember how comfortable that rock was? I bet it took a little more effort to answer that, if you could answer it at all. Well, why is that? We may never think too much about the seats on an airplane, but their design and manufacture is the product of some hardcore engineering.
Most people are quite shocked when they realize the kind of strength and capability of an aircraft seat. When you consider a system that takes off and lands faster than any Ferrari, it sometimes operates in below zero temperature for all of its life. And also, it can operate in the desert. It can do that for 20 to 30 years continuously. And the seats are part of that system.
That's Glenn Johnson, the director of the Advanced Design Group at BE Aerospace, from their offices here in Winston-Salem. He spends his time trying to improve the comfort of your flights. Surprisingly, there's more to it than seating design.
I've always been fascinated by the problem of comfort. And in fact, most people studying this subject look for discomfort, because when you can eliminate that, technically you should have created comfort. I come from a region called Yorkshire. We're famous for several things, including real ale and pubs. Typically in the countryside, they have wooden benches called a settle, and it's a very high back. You could sit in these settles and never think about the seat. We try so very hard in office furniture and flying and cars, and we can give you the beer, we can entertain you with video, but you're actually not as comfortable as you might be in certain circumstances. And what is the difference? You've got a hard wooden bench on one end and a very comfortable seating technology system on another. And it's dawned on me over time that the perception of comfort is as important as being comfortable.
So what are some of the ways that your perception of comfort can be influenced?
We've discovered if you switch the video screen off, you reduce the comfort by 10%. It leads me to think that the first few seconds you get in the seat are very important. You have an immediate perception. Studies from Boeing actually suggest that if there's somebody sat next to you that you know, the seat is more comfortable. And actually, if there's nobody sat in the seat, especially the middle seat, it doubles the comfort. So there's a psychological aspect, first of all. The next one is we've done a lot of studies on living space. It is not just your leg space or the width. Is the seat clean? Does the seat feel safe? Does it rock, or does it feel substantial enough?
Believe it or not, much of the way you perceive your level of comfort in flight takes its cues from the entertainment industry. Passengers can be immersed in an experience which will influence their perception.
We're very interested, actually, in how you present the product to the customer. The whole concept of being able to manage people's expectations before you get on a flight, very, very important. There's a language created for each aircraft type. There's certain colors, there's certain textures. In fact, the 787 is quite famous as it uses its lighting system to actually change the whole ambience of the aircraft. It's used actually to enhance the whole atmosphere. So that nice bright white light, and the fact that you've got textural panels, if you change the color of the light slightly, you change the color of the aircraft, and color has a huge impact psychologically.
So just as you probably never noticed how uncomfortable that rock was on Pilot Mountain, your perception of comfort in an airplane, bus, in your car, or at the pub in Yorkshire can be influenced by how that environment is presented to you. Also, the next time you're in the air, take a moment to acknowledge that the Triad region may have had an influence on the comfort or discomfort that you're experiencing.
We are aware of the furniture business, and it does impact us in the sense that we rely on some of the same skill sets. The way we've developed is a very high-tech manufacturing skill set. If you go to our new plant in Stratford Road, you'll see a factory not as you might imagine it to be, very efficiently run. It's no secret that some of the cushion suppliers here and the people that make dress covers rely on a knowledge base that exists here. There are other people that create prototypes that know how to machine things and know how to make things by hand and paint them. There's a very well-trained, polite, educated culture here. People know how to make things, and I think that has a big impact.
Hear this program again and read the transcript at WFDD.org. CyWorks Radio is a production of CyWorks and WFDD. Music by Storyman.